Hey, podcasters, Claire, Matt and Kimber here from The Big Breakfast.
On today's catch-up, Dennis Committee wraps up round 10 of the AFL.
We ask when you didn't quite make it to the toilet.
WA is set to get a new mascot, or more than that, like a significant, what do you call that thing? Emblem.
That's the one. And one man and his lifelong wish with a biscuit.
Wake up with The Big Breakfast. Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6am on Mix 94.5. Clean Heat, proudly bringing you The Big Breakfast on the go and helping WA life flow.
Clancy's away today, so it's just Kimber and I attempting to hold the fort.
No one's even noticed anything go wrong.
Oh, I don't know about
it's
that.
Flawless.
Hey, we're going to be opening up the phones in a moment. We want to ask when you didn't quite make it. And we've got a great prize, which is four tickets. If you're into your NRL, you love your State of Origin. We've got four tickets to the official Perth State of Origin lunch, where you'll hear from both Origin coaches and captains, and of course, a host of former Origin legends.
Ooh,
so okay. That'd be awesome. Now, to humiliate myself, Friday.
Step up.
As you know, I the fortnight of birthdays, being on present buying, you know, frenzy, did very well.
It's been a long journey.
Yeah, there I was walking down Hay Street Mall with all my bags. May or may not have bought myself a PlayStation 4.
Did you really?
I did, yes, yes.
Right, you're like, I'm so proud of myself getting through birthday month.
Yes.
I owe myself a gift.
I thought so, yeah. So there I was, and I was smiling, the sun was shining, and I had that kind of familiar feeling that we all know, which is, ooh, I need a wee.
Oh, yep.
Okay, yep. Now, as I've made very clear over many years now, I am very particular about my toilets, and I have whatever city I've lived in the world, I've had particular toilets that I knew their location because I was happy going there.
Yes, yep.
Okay, so I'm walking along and I think, oh, it's getting quite, you know, important that I go soon. No problem. The car park that I always park in the west end of town, has a toilet.
Okay, I was like, you checked in on your toilet app that's appropriate for Matt.
Well, yeah, which is in my head, right? So I'm heading towards the car park. It's getting worse and worse and worse. I'm slightly panicking, but I know that I've got a goal.
Okay, gee, you've left it late.
I have, right. but welcome to middle age, Kimber. Because yeah. It goes from I need a wee to my kidneys are about to fail within about 30 seconds. Okay. Doesn't it, Captain?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
all
yeah.
Right, yep.
So I'm heading towards my car park. I get there and the toilet's broken.
Oh, no. Oh.
Now, we're talking panic situation.
Oh.
I don't know what to do. I'm looking around like, oh, my God. And then I remember that I had a bottle of water in the car.
Well, here we go.
Perfect.
Okay, so, well, you know what? I was channeling you because, Captain Paul, because you told me you had an emergency bottle in the car.
I call it, yeah, can I say this at breakfast?
Probably
I had a pisophone. Well, I'm going to because it's like a cut-off milk bottle, but it's perfect.
Okay, well, there you go.
Plastic, what? That is.
Okay, so.
What are you guys, like campers?
I know.
What are you doing?
Look, I'm not proud of this. I'm not proud. So I get into the car. I empty out the water. Fortunately, it's a 600 mil, so it's a slightly wider mouth.
Oh my God.
And I, you know, and of course I'm worried. I'm thinking, you know, I can see the headlines, degrade personality, caught exposing himself, you know. So I'm trying to be very surreptitious and I'm doing it. And I'm sorry, Kimber, I'm sort of doing the actions.
He is doing the actions.
Anyway.
It's a shame people are missing it.
It begins and things are going fine.
Okay, yep.
Right. Not a pleasant situation, but I'm okay.
Yep.
Then I don't know if it's air pressure or whatnot, but I realize that, yes, it's going well, but I need to allow some air out. I sort of had a kind of didgeridoo circular breathing thing going on.
Okay.
And so I try and create a little bit of a space, shall we say, and I lose control. And the next minute, I've got like the Trevi fountain. And I'm unable to, you know.
You can't house it.
I couldn't house it.
Where, are you in the front seat of
your
car?
Of my Mazda.
Oh, no.
My jeans, my car.
No.
Fortunately,
oh my God.
With my new life, I now have baby wipes.
Oh, my goodness.
So I was able, but it wasn't my proudest moment.
Can you believe this? You actually had the option to, A, try other toilets that you have never used in the area,
yes,
which might have added more toilets that are suitable for your needs.
I hear you.
Or just in the stairwell of the car park where everyone else does
it. No, I couldn't do that.
but sitting down's got me stumped.
Well, look, yeah.
I would have been doing a fake phone call and standing up in the passenger side with the door open.
Well, Captain, I'm a novice at all this. Obviously. You know, like it was my first time and it didn't go well.
I only learnt last week from you and Claire that apparently when men pee, it doesn't just go out just in the one hole. It can kind of sometimes split down the middle. That's the first I've ever heard of it.
It's turned into a Dr. Michael Mosley segment.
My God, I'm so embarrassed for you.
Yeah, well, it wasn't.
I take it you went straight home.
Of course. No, I went out for lunch with the boss. Of course I went straight home.
The Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber.
Well, a fantastic round of footy for both of the WA sides, West Coast winning in Adelaide and Frio.
Yes, it was. It was a good weekend for both our teams. Exciting game yesterday, but I had the drive in. I was very uneasy in the car listening to you.
Oh.
I don't know what it was, but that was very strange. You sounded almost like David Attenborough finding a yellow-bellied sapsucker, you know, on the front seat.
This is the pleasant story of Matt urinating in his own car.
Oh, yes, not again.
Sorry.
Back to the footy. Well, both the teams played very well. Mm. Fremantle particularly in that last quarter yesterday, and West Coast, after half-time in their game in Adelaide, that was outstanding. And now they're setting themselves up for a very good run. They could be 9-3 at the mid-season break. I think they've got a couple of games they should win in the near future, their next two. That's a good place to be in. And watching the game, it's about time the West Coast Eagles midfield got their due on Saturday. Yo, Shuey, Gaff, Sheed and Redden were outstanding. They've got to be the strength of the team right now, and perhaps the best in the competition. Didn't see that coming. They've always been regarded as workmanlike, but suddenly they're playing out of their skins. And yesterday, of course, that strange last quarter, just the one goal, they kicked it. That was Fremantle.
Yep.
And then the point after the siren, of course. So that was very important to get. That was something out of the box. Brad Hill was outstanding. Lockie Neal was good. Nathan Fyfe was good as well. Didn't see as much of Neal as we expected, and so it wasn't a big issue in the game. But Fremantle's still in it too, and they're going pretty well. They've got Collingwood next week. That'll be a test for them.
Sure.
I think Lockie Neal did all right, considering how much he got booed.
You sound like his mum.
Oh, I know. I don't like seeing booing in it. You know I don't.
No. Why would you? Why would you boo him? Great servant of the club, two best and fairest.
Absolutely.
Once runner-up. Just a really good player, solid citizen. Adults shouldn't go and boo. It's a bad example, isn't it?
And don't you think that it seems to be driven by the media? I mean, that story comes out before the game, will they, won't they boo him? And then inevitably they do.
Yeah, but Ross weighed into it too last week, didn't he? And suggested they give him a booing.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah, my father, that's one thing when I went to the footy, my father said, you can do anything, but don't boo anybody.
Really?
He did. That was something he said to me. Yeah, well, he said they deserve to be out there. You can't be, you little... any. Gave me a bit of a slap. And you're allowed a slap in those days.
And it certainly didn't work for the English fans booing Steve Smith because he went and got 100.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah, people should have learned it's futile.
Yes.
At the Coliseum, did they boo?
Well, I'm sure they did a lot of things at the Coliseum.
You can pick the result there.
Fruit chicken heads, don't know.
Now, Andrew Embley, actually, he's feeling now that this West Coast team is on the verge of greatness, that they could be one of the best Eagles teams ever going around.
He said that yesterday, yes. But, well, I'm thinking that football is a little more diluted now than it was in the past. You know, I don't think this team relates to the best teams the Eagles have had, particularly their first couple of premierships. But in the scheme of things, against their opposition of the day, they're pretty good.
Yeah, I know all about diluted, that's for sure.
Oh, back on that.
And Dan, we wanted to chat about this. You know, it's a dangerous sport getting out there and playing footy. And St Kilda player Paddy McCartan has suffered a few head injuries over the time, a few concussions. And yesterday he gave a pretty emotional interview and revealed how tough it has been.
Yeah, I've sort of lost my footy identity a little bit, but then also my identity as a person as well, just because I can't do stuff. I can't, like, go to the supermarket when it's busy or go to, like, a cafe with my girlfriend or, like, drive my car. I have a real, like, light sound sensitivity, get really bad headaches and stuff. Sort of just a shell of a person that I was, really. Like, I'm sort of just completely different.
Wow.
That's scary, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
He was a former number one draft pick. He gets hit a lot when he plays football, just one of those things. He's a big marking, not sort of slow moving, but he's not that agile up forward. And as a result, he's a sitting target. And he's taken a number of head knocks, none of them sort of blatant. There's nothing wrong with him.
No.
But at the same time, he's taken a few. And besides, he's a diabetic as well. So he's a brave young man. He keeps going out there. Of course, being the number one draft pick, he came from Geelong. He was at Geelong Grammar, I think, one of those. Anyway, there's Geelong College or Geelong Grammar, but he was drafted high. So a lot's expected of him, and I suppose football has been the integral, central part of his life. He expected to play AFL for a long time, being the number one draft pick. So this is really a setback to him. We admire him for his bravery. It's a big issue in the NFL in the United States right now, too. So
where they have headgear, too. I mean, it's still an issue for
them. Yeah, but that actually weaponizes the players.
Ah, yes, okay.
You know, they use those as weapons, and I think that does more harm than good. I think playing with helmets, I think you're more circumspect is the word.
Yes.
If you're not wearing a helmet.
Oh, although, I think so.
Paddy and these boys, they don't look around much. They just go at the football.
Mm. Okay. Football.
And that's the problem.
It's not just for Christmas, it's for life, isn't it?
Wow.
It certainly
sticks around a long time.
Yeah, and being a diabetic as well, I mean, that's brave too, isn't it? I mean, being a sportsman.
Yeah, for sure.
That takes a lot of monitoring and a lot of looking after. So we wish him the best, but that was, not something you normally hear from young men who are playing football or trying to play football. That was life changing.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Dennis. I hope we did okay with in Clancy's absence.
No, I don't mind Clancy not being here. Actually, he knows something about football. it worries me.
Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
And we're doing it this morning, this beautiful Perth morning, with help from our mates at Clean Heat.
Oh, it's a good time too for Clean Heat. That's when you get the gas going and just cozy up inside. And much better than that smell that all the wood fires put out. I'm all about the gas heater.
I love a gas heater. And of course, Clean Heat, they're WA born and bred, which is always important.
Yes, you can join today and watch your savings grow. For more information, visit cleanheat.com.au.
Or call 132180 to switch today.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for Brekkie.
I didn't quite make it to the toilet on Friday. I had to go into a bottle in my car and it didn't go well. Let's be honest.
Well, I'm so sorry to hear that it's marked the upholstery.
Yeah, it wasn't fun.
No.
So we wanted your stories about when you didn't quite make it. Justine's in Ellenbrook. Good morning, Justine.
Good morning. I was pregnant and needed to go for my 20-week ultra scan.
Mm-hmm.
And I was living in Ellenbrook, but my scan was in West Perth. Had to drink lots of water beforehand.
Oh, yes.
Got to about Thomas Street and then I just couldn't go in. I couldn't make it any further and so I had to go into the place and say, look, I'm here for my scan, but sorry, I've got wee all over me.
Oh, darn, yes.
And Justine, do you have that moment when it happens? Do you just revert back to being like a six-year-old and think it's that moment of just panic?
Oh, yeah. I was crying and my husband was meeting me there and I just rang him and said, oh, my God, you are not going to believe this. He thought it was funny, but yeah, I was quite distraught.
I know, but we have to laugh at it, right? It's a normal bodily function and sometimes the timing's just not right.
That's it. And it showed me what's to come for later years after.
Well, that's true. When they ask you to drink 2 litres of water, you know, that's got to go somewhere.
It does.
Yeah. Thanks, Justine.
Okay, we've got a call from, Anonymous in Hilbert.
Oh,
Anonymous, what have you done? What happened?
Well, it was actually the HBF run last week.
Oh.
What happened?
I was doing the toilet care with my family and I went past the first set of toilets and it was quite crowded. I thought, oh, I don't know, it's not there, but I'll hold on. Hopefully there'll be another one not far away.
Yeah.
And I got to a point where I couldn't even push my pram because I needed to concentrate on my bladder. That's how desperate I got.
Oh, no.
And we were coming through the tunnel. I was like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. I could barely walk. And come out the other side of the tunnel and I found a bush. So I squatted my butt to whoever was looking. I didn't care. So I went up behind the bush and that was me.
That is hilarious.
Cameras.
You know what? Well, Claire'sy did this only a couple of years ago. He had the same thing, finished the run and couldn't find anywhere to go, and then realised his HBF Run for a Reason shirt was the bag that it came in, the plastic bag it came in. And so he peed in that and then drove with it, just holding it in his hand while he went and picked his wife up from the airport. Just the gift that keeps on giving.
Well, and let's face it, many people had many good reasons for doing the HBF Run for a Reason, but Anonymous was running to find a toilet. That was her
so
reason.
So good. Wendy in Quinns Rocks. Wendy, when did you not quite make it?
We were in Bali. I was with my daughter and son-in-law, and we'd done a late-night Macca's run and just walked out the door, and I needed to do a number one and son-in-law needed to do a number two. So we said, yeah, we can do this. We can get back to the hotel. So we've cut through a car park, milkshake in hand, mind you, and there was a chain, but I thought, yep, I can high jump this. Well, a big toe got caught, went down on the knees, blood pouring everywhere, busting for pee, and I thought, yep, do I laugh, do I cry? And then I look up and son-in-law was doing the old penguin waddle up the laneway because he's busting, and I lost it. And I must admit, I could not quite wait till I got back to the hotel and we had a dribble.
Oh, my God. That's great, Wendy. So you're lying there in a pool of your own blood because you're all cut up and you've scraped your knees and whatnot, and you wet yourself as well.
And you watching the son-in-law do the penguin waddle up the laneway.
It's your shining moment right there. Thanks, Wendy.
Thanks a lot.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire'sy, Matt and Kimber.
How good is Perth? Is it the best place on earth?
It is, my friend.
The song sounds cheesy. A lot of people wouldn't realise that was the first bit of music that aired on Channel 10.
Yeah.
When Channel 10 launched as a station.
And I urge you to go on YouTube and have a look because there's some great hair and some great pastel colours.
But, you know, Perth is gorgeous. It's all part of WA. And now experts are calling for the quokka to become our official state emblem.
Ah, the quokka-led recovery
yes.
that we seem to be on at the moment.
Step aside, Black Swan, see you later, Numbat. You're both useless. Oh. We want the quokka.
Because, of course, they are our official emblems, aren't they?
They are. The Black Swan's been got the head gig in 1875.
Right.
The Numbat got joined in 1973. And actually, we added the whale shark in 2013.
All right. What's happened with that?
Well, we're the last people to talk about it from our Coral Coast trip.
Yeah.
But other than that, it's not getting the kind of notoriety that the quokkas are getting.
Well, I guess there's a reason for that. Getting a selfie with a Numbat is very difficult because they're endangered and probably nearly extinct.
Yes.
And they're nocturnal.
Yep.
Getting a selfie with a black swan, not easy, because they can do you a mischief.
They're dangerous.
Yeah, they are. And a whale shark, well, that's not easy.
It was a struggle.
Yeah, it was a struggle.
We had to do a lot of swimming.
We did.
So you're right. I mean, they're saying the quokka has loads of great attributes. It's a very endearing animal and people like taking their picture with it. And
yes.
It's going to help us for a bit of tourism.
Well, yes. You know, we don't have the Opera House. We don't have a harbour bridge. We don't have Uluru.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the quokka.
You know who's not behind it, though?
Who?
The tourism minister, Paul Papalia.
Oh, well.
He says he's not so keen to just throw it straight to the quokka because
yes.
he's the number one ticket holder of the Numbat fan club.
Is he?
And
is that what you do when you can't get a Dockers membership?
He said the Numbat for his whole life has been his favourite animal. He loves them. He thinks they're special and they're an important part of WA's tapestry. It's also a great word to use as a non-offensive insult.
I agree with him there.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It looked like finally we were going to get some consensus across both sides of politics and Paul Papalia's gone and stuffed it up.
I know. But you know what I've learned about quokkas just in the last 24 hours?
Tell me.
There's a reason we should not be making them our state emblem.
Okay.
They're not as sweet as everybody thinks. Do you know the quokka mother, if she's threatened by a predator, she will throw her baby at it to distract the predator and save her own life.
Oh, very interesting. So everyone's got a dark past that no one talks about.
You think they're so sweet. She'll throw her baby in there before to save herself.
Oh, there you go, Hemsworth. You didn't know that when you were getting your selfie with 10 billion people
bad
liking
mothers.
It. All right. So look, it may happen. The quokka may be our new... It's very rottenest-centric, though, isn't it?
I'd be okay with it. You don't hear many people talking about the black swan, to be fair.
You don't?
No.
Although I do like a numbat.
All right, let's check out the traffic with Captain Paul. Are we checking traffic?
No.
Oh, I'm making it up.
Okay. Yeah.
Sorry, Paul.
Way too early.
Clarezy, we miss you.
Yeah, what if people are driving right now and would think, I'd love a
bit of traffic. I can give you a small one if you want.
All right.
Yeah, really?
I've blown it.
Breakfast with the Lot. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clarezy, Matt and Kimber.
Now, of course, this week it's Belmont.
Yeah.
And I've got to say, fantastic response on Facebook and online. So please keep your suggestions coming in. Doesn't always happen with every suburb.
No, some suburbs people go a bit quiet.
Yeah, and to be fair, you know, apart from being a nice place to live, there's not always a lot of stuff per se, but Belmont has got a lot going on.
Belmont's got everything. We talk a lot about you growing up in Beckenham. We don't talk about my days as a Belmont girl.
Oh, well, let's hijack my break and talk about you.
Yeah, well, I grew up in Belmont. It's my hood. It's my hood. I was there until I was about 12, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, lots of every family event down at Tomato Lake.
Oh, really? What's special about Tomato Lake?
Well, there's no tomatoes there. But okay, great big special. Lake, beautiful. Yeah. Everyone goes down there. It's sort of the get-together place for your family and beautiful little picnics.
Fantastic.
And things, so that's kind of nice.
Any idea why it's called Tomato Lake?
Oh, I couldn't remember.
Maybe once they there'll grew tomatoes
a, yeah,
there?
Yeah, there'll be a story like that.
Okay.
It'll definitely be a story
I was kind of hoping
like
you'd have that story,
I'm
but
sorry,
that's all right.
I wish I'd looked that up earlier.
Of course, the wonderful Reading Cinemas there, which I believe are pretty cheap most days.
Yes. Yeah, $10 tickets, I think, to Reading's.
Fantastic.
And the Bel Air Tavern. Spent a lot of time at the Bel Air Tavern.
Did you?
Well, Dad played at the local cricket ground there and used to take us back to the pub for lemon squash.
Good on you.
The Bel Air Tavern. Yeah, it's a good spot.
Of course, you know, the usual mixture of people saying, you know, bit of this, bit of that, some of it not so good. The aeroplanes, you hear those a lot in Belmont.
You get used to it, though.
Yeah.
It's one of those, sure. We always grew up with them, but you kind of just, you know, they're there. You don't really, after 2 weeks living there, they kind of just blend into the distance.
And look, Justin Bieber dined at Belmont Nando's?
What? Oh,
really?
Come on, I want photos. I want proof of that.
I mean, I know that we're all very keen to hear more about Kimber's story of what she did in Belmont up until the age of 12. But Justin Bieber at Nando's. Why not?
Well, because why would he have been in Belmont?
Oh, I can't tell you why. Because he would have been staying at the Crown Towers. It's not too far away from there.
You think? Or he was just playing at the local skate park, because there's a skate park in Belmont.
Okay, I think we're
Biebs
solving
was
this.
Was at the skate park and popped down to Nando's.
I love it. Why didn't we have film of that?
Oh, Belmont's great. Can you go back through, when you go through filming?
Yes.
Can you go down my old street and just show me what it's like?
Yeah, sure. What's the name of it?
Verdun Street.
Verdun Street, as in the French battlefield.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the one.
Done. Well, look, we probably don't need any suggestions now that we're going to do it all about Kimber's Verdun Street childhood home.
Oh, Belmont. It was a good place.
I'm really looking for. Of course, you know, Belmont Racecourse isn't in Belmont.
No. And the Belmont Forum is not in Belmont.
Cloverdale, presumably in the city of Belmont. I don't know how big the administrative borders are.
Yeah, city of Belmont, but still in Cloverdale.
What?
So you can't include the forum or the cinema.
Oh, I think you'll find I can.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clarezy, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for brekkie.
Oh, it was a great excuse to dress up as a 90s superstar on the weekend. The Spice Girls have performed their first show of their reunion tour in Dublin.
Oh, yes, at Croke Park.
Yeah, it's taken a long time to get them back together. And, of course, Posh Spice is not going to be part of this tour. She doesn't want to know about it. But it's the first of 13 concerts, and they had a crowd of 70,000 fans in Dublin, opening with Spice Up Your Life and a fireworks display.
Yeah, that sounds like the Spice Girls.
That's how they sound.
Yeah.
Still sounding the same, I guess. I can
hear that I'm missing Victoria, though.
Can you?
Yeah.
You really thought she brought something.
Yeah, I did.
Well, there were complaints about the actual sound, with some fans suggesting that people were just leaving the gig.
Right.
You know, when you go to a big stadium show like that and the sound might be bouncing off the walls
a
bit.
Well, yeah, it's a stadium.
And so people left. But Mel B, Scary Spice, has said that the sound will be much better for the next show, and it would want to be, because this is some video that people were grabbing from the event. This is what they were hearing in the stands. Now, this is during a performance, and you can't even identify what song it is.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Doesn't that just sound awful?
It doesn't sound great. And we were saying off air, I mean, how do you get it so wrong these days? I mean, you know, there's always going to be, with a stadium, some bounce and echo, I'm sure. But, you know, how do you get it that wrong?
They can't do a dress run with 70,000 fans to go, how will this sound different, I suppose. They're like, from this seat, it sounds fine.
Can you hear me up the back? Ah, come on. Yeah, that's it.
Exactly. They can work on it. Now, hey, did you know the Logies are still a thing?
Oh, yes, they are.
The 61st TV Week Logie Awards are happening. Gee, we just won't let it go, will we?
Never dies.
And you can vote for your favourite stars and shows in 11 categories. It's funny, though, they never tell you how many people vote. You know, like it's when they go, 70% of the vote went to, and they don't tell you.
It's 12 people.
Yeah. But the awards are going to be held Sunday, June 30 in Queensland, and you can only vote once, Matt, so try and hold back on that.
Okay. Can I do a postal vote?
The usual suspects.
Is Clive Palmer running any for the Logies?
Look, the usual suspects are up for the Gold Logie, apart from Carrie Bickmore, because she was off with that pesky pregnancy this year, so that's ruined her chances of getting in there. But Amanda Keller from The Living Room and
She's
Dancing
wonderful.
With the Stars. Roger Corser, Dr. Doctor.
Spunk.
Sam Mack from Sunrise on Channel 7.
Love him.
Tom Gleason from Hard Quiz and Waleed Ali from The Project. So
all great, all very worthy winners.
Yeah, very worthy. But you mainly don't want to be in the most popular actor category.
Oh, why is that?
This is going to be a tough one to win. Guy Pearce,
okay,
from Jack Irish,
Ray Maher
from Home and Away.
Has Alf had a real breakout year this year, or
Alf's
is it pretty much as you go for the last 31 years?
People still love him.
Yeah.
Roger Corser, Dr. Doctor, and Ryan Maloney from Neighbours, Toadfish.
Oh, it's time the Toadie won.
I think it's time Toadie won as well. So let's hope it goes to him. Most popular actress, Asha Keddie, Celia Pakola, Deborah Mailman. You know, the usual suspects.
Yes, yes.
Because apparently we've only got 12 actors in this country. So you get what you expect.
Don't get me started on that.
And good news if you're a Bublé fan, because Bublé is coming back on tour.
And I am feeling good.
Smooth Krona.
Yeah, that's smoky.
He's returning in February 2020 with a 36-piece orchestra for the thrill of the Australian audiences. He's doing all five cities in Australia, and an evening with Michael Bublé 2020 in Perth will be happening at the RAC Arena on Friday the 21st of Feb.
A little intimate gig with 15,000 of your best friends.
Yeah, well, you know, he's so good, though.
Is he?
I mean, even if you're not a big Michael Bublé fan, the man is hilarious.
Yeah.
And I went and saw him live, and I was thoroughly entertained, and part of me wanted him to say, I wanted him sort of stop singing and more chatter.
Really?
He was so entertaining.
Ah.
He's he knows how to put on a show, but he's also gone through real personal difficulties too. His son had cancer when he was just 3, and so he's been spending time with the family, and his son is well now, so he's gone, time to go back and visit Australia again.
Wow.
So make sure you get your tickets through Ticketek. Don't buy from any of those rubbishy Viagogo sites.
Absolutely.
And that's your daily juice.
Wow, that's like the 15th best juice you've ever done.
Just keep rating me, and when the public vote comes in, I'll get my Logie.
Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
And, well, a great day or a great weekend for our football teams.
Yes.
And, of course, we've got the one and only Dennis Cometti coming in after 8 o'clock. Have a listen to this call of the last few seconds of the Freo game.
Walters from outside 50. Needs to score. Sends it on its way. He's done better than that. He's hit the post. He's won the game for him. Sun rises and steals victory for Freo.
Great call from Lockie G. We've got a great team on Mix 94.5 calling the footy.
Yeah, we do. But I mean, also it's that funny moment where that's going to be a moment in your career where you go, your career highlight,
yes,
where all the pressure was on you, you saved the game,
yes,
and he still has to say that he hit the post.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, it was like, I've never heard such a glorified, like, it's not even a goal. It's not even a point. It's kind of a point, you hit the post.
I believe on The Simpsons they called it doing a homer, where you inadvertently achieved your goal.
Yeah, well done.
Well done. No, it was a fantastic, you know, courageous win from Freo, and indeed the West Coast winning in Adelaide, never an easy thing to do. So WA on fire.
And got me one more point up in the tipping on you guys.
Well done, Jack.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire Z, Matt and Kimber. Everything Perth for Brekkie.
Ah, Jordan. What are you doing?
She's a great newsreader. She's really, truly. Yeah,
she but. Is. But. Oh, here he is, Captain. Good morning, Captain.
Good morning.
Now, my friends, this is a question that I don't think I will ever be able to answer.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do when you've achieved your life's goal?
Cut me, Adrian, cut me.
This man has spent 29 years attempting to fulfill his life's ambition, and he has achieved it.
Oh, wow.
The bourbon biscuit. Do you know the bourbon biscuit?
I don't know if I do.
It's a McVitie's, and I'm quite fond of their digestive with
like
dark
digestive.
Chocolate.
Yeah.
But they do a bourbon or a bourbon, and it looks kind of like a Tim Tam with the biscuit outside. It's not choc coated.
Yep.
But inside you've got that solid creamy filling, right?
Where they put that one delicious little layer in the middle.
That's right.
Yep.
Well, he has managed using a combination of nibbles and deft fingers to extract the filling complete.
That's
untouched.
Actually, okay, that's pretty impressive.
I thought you'd be impressed.
I eat my food that way and people find it unacceptable.
Right.
I like to get a Kit Kat and eat all of the chocolate sides off.
Oh, yes.
And then the top and the bottom, and then I eat each wafer and each layer off one at a time.
Really?
Yeah.
I just shove the whole thing in my gob, like sometimes three fingers at once.
No, James and I both eat the same way. We feel like we met our soulmate because now no one else, we don't have to be embarrassed about eating like that because the other person lets us.
But that's so dainty.
Yeah. That's how we do it.
Well, you should talk to this guy. He's like your new hero.
That's amazing. 29 years it took him to perfect it.
Yes, but he's a little bit worried now because he says he feels possibly like Einstein felt after discovering the theory of relativity. So what do I do now?
And to be fair, him doing this made it to news.
Yeah, well, it tells
it
you a lot, doesn't
to
it?
To headlines. So it's quite the achievement.
He says, do you know how many Britons have died trying to achieve this?
And never done it.
But you know what? Fair play to you, mate. Can you imagine the feeling he had when he held up that solid piece of whatever it is, filling?
Fake chocolate.
And he'd done it.
Yep.
It's a wonderful moment
I'm
for
proud
him.
Of him.
Fair play to you. I was never a dunker or straight in the gob.
Dunker, dunker.
And I'm sure Captain Paul was the same.
Yeah, absolutely.
Clean Heat, hope you enjoyed the show. Now let life flow. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire Z, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m.